Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him. Hi, this is Cindy Deneve, and here's my devotional called The Curse of the Cocky. Proverbs 16:18 says, "Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall." When my son was in junior high, I interpreted Proverbs 16:18 for him in this way. "Don't be cocky, or God will give you zits." Okay, so maybe not my best theological moment, but the point was made. When we start thinking we're all that, then destruction lurks around the corner. And to a junior high student, there's almost nothing worse than a big old zit glaring from the end of one's nose. What is that destruction for you? Maybe your confidence and, dare I say, pride rests in your financial wealth, your work, your intellect, your influence, or maybe it's being able to acquire a lot of likes on social media. Before we look at the example in Daniel, take a moment to ask God where you might be feeling prideful. Now let's look at Daniel 4. King Nebuchadnezzar had been warned about his pride, but in Daniel 4:30 he declares, "Is not this the great Babylon I have built as the royal residence by my mighty power and for the glory of my majesty?" Wow, it smacks of praise to the Lord, but instead he's praising himself. And nowhere does he mention the actual people who built the residence. He's so focused on himself. It's the opposite of Colossians 3:2, which says, "Set your mind on things above." Or Matthew 6:33, which says, "But seek first his kingdom." No, the king's mind was set only on himself, and he sought first his own kingdom. That self-focus is a recipe for a destructive fall. Just as the king was warned, Daniel 4:31-32 says, "Even as the words were on his lips, a voice came from heaven. This is what is decreed for you, King Nebuchadnezzar. Your royal authority has been taken from you. You will be driven away from people and will live with the wild animals. You will eat grass like the ox." After living like a wild animal, with his nails growing out like the claws of a bird, Nebuchadnezzar finally turned his focus from himself to the Lord. Daniel 4:37 says, "Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and exalt and glorify the King of heaven, because everything he does is right, and all his ways are just." He wraps up the chapter in verse 37 with this piece of understated truth: "And those who walk in pride, he is able to humble." Is there an area of pride and haughty spirit that you need to confess? Spend time praying to the Lord and asking his help in embracing humility. Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.